down the tracks. And maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
It's time for the TaxSlayer pregame show here. You're watching Green Jackets Baseball. Augusta looking to build on an excellent full team performance last night when they reversed Tuesday's shutout defeat. They lost 3-0 on Tuesday, came back with a 4-0 win yesterday. They allowed just two men to reach base all game, a new season low. The Green Jackets will be giving a home debut to Riley Frey, the Wisconsin native, making his third appearance of the season since being added to the roster 2 weeks ago yesterday. On the other side, they'll be taking on a pitcher who they have absolutely hammered this season, Johnny Cuevas, who has only given up one run in his last 15 innings of work, but the Green Jackets hitting almost 400 off of him this season. Should be an interesting one today, maybe full of offense after back-to-back shutouts, one win for each team. Green Jackets yesterday got a four-hit game from Amioris Tavares at the top of the lineup. He scored Augusta's first three runs, stole three bases, and ended up with his first career four-hit game on the mound. They got a great performance from John Carlos Lara, who ended up going six innings, extending his shutout streak to 17 innings in total, the longest streak this season for the Green Jackets. He was summarily promoted to High A Rome, so it'll in all likelihood be a record that stands in perpetuity at 17 frames. Well, as many folks know, the Braves organization is much more than the players and coaches of each affiliate team. However, one of those faces who often comes to Augusta and works with all of the affiliates in the Braves organization is former National League MVP Terry Pendleton. I had a chance to talk with TP earlier today. Here's a listen to what he had to say about the state of the game, about his job, what keeps him going, and more.
It's time for another Phoenix Printing pregame player feature. We're joined now by former MVP and current Braves organizational coach Terry Pendleton. Goes by TP. How's it going?
Good. You know, I'd like to see all of our clubs doing a little better, but it's all work in progress, as we know.
Now, you obviously had a legendary playing career. What got you into coaching, and what keeps you going in this side of the game?
Well, first of all, I wasn't real interested in coaching, and John Schuerholz called me three different times to ask me to take the hitting coach job in the big leagues, which every time he called, I turned him down, but having to sit down and talk with my wife, I decided to take the job. So that's what got me back in. The reason I do it now is because I enjoy it, number one. And number two, I always felt like other people invested in me that knew the game and wanted to teach me the game and help me out through the game. So I felt like I have something to invest in the kids, and that's why I do it. I love getting the opportunity to come out and share what I have, and hopefully it helps some kids along the way.
Now, the game has obviously changed since you beat out Barry Bonds for MVP all those years ago. Where do you see the most changes, I guess, in the style of hitting in particular in today's game?
Well, I think more focus is on hitting the ball at the ballpark. I think a lot of that is, you know, the way some kids are being taught just to hit the ball at the ballpark. I think that changes the game a bit. I think in our day we were taught how to swing the bat and hit first. We did have guys hit the ball at the ballpark, there's no doubt. But I think it's being taught a little different now. And with that comes, you know, more strikeouts. I don't think strikeouts are viewed much like they were when I was coming through. You know, you struck out 100 times when I was coming through, and it was horrible. You know, and it's viewed a little different now. So I think that has changed in the hitting department itself.
Now, your playing career kind of got both eras. You kind of got the end of the 80s, 90s, but then also the start of the McGuire, Sosa, Bonds that home run heavy era. Mm-hmm. Having played in one era and now coached through another, how do you sort of mix what you experience as a player and now sort of where the game is shifting to?
Well, I honestly think the game is shifting back now. But, you know, we're at a point where there were home runs, but there was a couple of guys that really hit the ball at the ballpark. Now, well, the game has shifted to more guys hitting the ball at the ballpark. I mean, you had guys that hit 5 home runs, all of a sudden come back and hit 30 home runs, you know. So the game shifted a little more that way. The game has shifted into the point where everybody wanted to hit the ball at the ballpark. Now I think the game is shifting more to, we still want guys to hit the ball at the ballpark, but we want to see guys stealing bases and doing some exciting things. So I think it's good for the game of baseball.
Now, you've worked with everyone pretty much around this team and around the entire Braves organization for the better part of more than a decade now, right? Is there a guy on the big league club or anyone in the organization right now who you look at and think, man, he would be a great coach someday?
I don't know if any... First of all, I don't know if any of these guys would ever want to coach. I mean... how can I put it? The way the game is played now, the amount of money that's made in the game now, a lot of guys will get into coaching, some of them because they love the game, some of them because of the fact that maybe they need the job. But I think the kids now more, they enjoy it more, playing the game and then going back and retiring, doing whatever they want, or just working with their kids when their kids grow up. Not get back into professional baseball, but be that Uber driver and that coach for their kids when they grow up. So I think it's changed in that aspect. But looking at guys, I don't know. Ah, that's tough. I think Albies would be a great coach because he understands different aspects of the game and is willing to take the time to teach people how to do that.
Which is obviously a really important aspect. And speaking of teaching, when you were playing and up to a couple of years ago, there was rookie ball, mm-hmm. and there were competitive instructs, sort of instructional leagues, after the conclusion of the season. Now, with the minor leagues shrinking a little bit and teams sort of doing things on their own in the fall, how important is it for guys, or how was your sort of rookie ball experience like, and do you think the game is better or worse off for where it's at right now with sort of affiliated baseball?
I think we needed rookie ball. I think it was important for me to play rookie ball. I think it's important for college guys to come out of college and experience the level of rookie ball, playing under the lights, although they played under the lights in college at different times, but just to experience the professional game and to come in and play rookie ball, I think was really big. And I think we lose that and kids get hurt now because of the fact that they don't get more of an opportunity. I mean, you look at some of our kids now, we've had kids come from college and they're here now, low A ball. But the kids that possibly had a chance or could possibly do something, but we don't have enough time for them, we have to send back to Florida or release because we don't have that other league. So I think it makes it tough on them. But I think every kid that comes out of college ought to get an opportunity to play in that short season.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
It's a lovely Thursday night here at SRP Park. Green Jackets looking to replicate last night's performance as they battle their in-state opponents, the Charleston River Dogs. The River Dogs come into today in first place in the division by 4 games. The Green Jackets looking to play spoiler on any early championship parades that the River Dogs have planned. Riley Frey, the lefty on the mound, makes his SRP Park debut. He has gone 5 2/3 innings so far in his Green Jackets career. Gave up some hits his last time out against a hot Fredericksburg team. On the other side, it'll be Johnny Cuevas, who has been tremendous in the last couple of weeks. But the Green Jackets have absolutely hammered him over the course of this year. We'll see whether form or experience wins out today. Frey on the mound, drafted out of the University of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a former Panther, up there in the Horizon League from the Oshkosh area. We've got another Oshkosh man in the booth to my left, a former University of Milwaukee Oshkosh grad, Jason Kemp, who's the broadcaster for the River Dogs. Here's the lineup that Frey will have to be facing today. Trey Morgan will be leading it off. He'll be playing first base today after being out in left field yesterday. Cooper Kinney and his league-long 17-game hit streak bats second. He is DHing today. Braden Taylor over at the hot corner bats third, while Ryan Cermak had yesterday off. He is in the cleanup spot. Ryan Spikes, Georgia man, is batting fifth, with John Diaz hitless this week batting sixth. Meanwhile, Odalis Peguero, who has suffered two separate facial fractures over the course of this season, just reinstated in the injured list today. He bats seventh, while Adelis Martinez catches and bats eighth. And to debut for Angel Mateo, just called up from Florida this morning, with a complex season complete. The lefty Trey Morgan, lefty Riley Frey, first pitch grounded to second. Will Verdung is there, one pitch, and now one out, as Verdung tosses over to Jose Delaunay. First pitch at 7:01 p.m., more than being timely. We're starting 5 minutes early today. Temperatures at 90 degrees. A little bit of haze in the distance, but blue skies elsewhere, as Cooper Kinney steps in. The lefty Frey's next pitch down in the dirt, 1-0. You heard there, Verdung playing second base with Jose Delaunay at first. EJ Exposito is at third base with Cam McGee at short. Infield in shadow right now. The 1-0 pitch is cut on and missed. The outfield from left to right, Pio Boucher, Tyler Collins, and Jace Grady rounded out, with Dawson Diamond doing the catching against his former team. 1-1 pitch is caught on and missed. Great pitch with a lot of carry there. And now 1-2. Each team with a shutout victory in the early stages of this series. Season series tied 10 games apiece. This series tied a game apiece. 1-2. Waved at and missed. A changeup got him swinging. Two up, two down for Riley Frey. Beautiful pitch there. Just dropped it in that bottom part of the zone. So quickly, two away. And now Braden Taylor, the man who homered 48 times for the TCU Horned Frogs, steps up. Another lefty, three straight of them to begin. He'll pop a bunt foul over the netting and almost into the suites. See what he's trying to do there with the infield shifted. Taylor so far this series, 2-for-6, an RBI and a walk. Green Jackets held the River Dogs just two base runners yesterday on a pair of singles. 0-1, he bunts again, and again it goes foul, this time a bit more towards the diamond, but still well towards the Augusta dugout. Riley Frey debuted 2 weeks ago today against Salem, went three innings, gave up a couple of hits and a couple of runs, some earned, some unearned. Southpaw working from the full windup, an 0-2 pitch taken upstairs with a fastball at 90. He does have a four-seam and a two-seam fastball, and he'll mostly use the two-seamer to lefties to cut away from the batter. Slider, curveball, changeup as well. 1-2 down and away, and it'll even up at two apiece. Was drafted right out of the Cape League this summer in Orleans with the Firebirds. 25th ever player drafted from UMW. 2-2, change up, cut on and missed. Down on strikes goes Taylor, and a rapid fire 1-2-3 first inning for Riley Frey. And a big welcome to SRP Park for the newcomer. Green Jackets to the plate when we come back. To the bottom of the first, no score through half an inning.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
At At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
And we're back here for the bottom of the first. Riley Frey sends it down in order in the top of the frame. On Bioris Tavares, four hits yesterday, steps in. And a big swing and a miss at a pitch from Johnny Cuevas as we are underway now in the bottom of the first. Green Jackets in their home whites with jackets written out in black across the chest and green trim. 0-1 from the righty Cuevas up high. River Dogs again in their road blues, gray pants, navy blue shirts. Holy City in white with gold trim on the front. 1-1 fastball on the outside corner at 96 for a strike, now 1-2. Cuevas, his season has taken a huge turn in the last month or so. 6-7 record, a 5.19 ERA. He'll miss in the dirt here. It's 2-2. The Green Jackets have annihilated him this year, but in his last three outings, he has been almost untouchable. He's given up one earned run in 15 innings this month, going five innings in three straight. Tavares slices one towards first, and Trey Morgan, a somersault in the air to come down with a catch that takes away a hit. Well, there is that plus-plus defense at the corner infield spots that led to Morgan going 88th overall. That, a lovely grab, Tavares robbed of his fifth hit in five ABs. Cam McGee, the lefty, the next man up. Cuevas deals, is inside. Trey Morgan plays it first. Odalis Peguero at second. Ryan Spikes at short. Braden Taylor at third. Raudelis Martinez, the Cuban catcher, is the backstop. McGee takes a fastball downstairs for a strike. Cuevas was sitting 90-93, and the Green Jackets saw him in May. He is now up to 95-97. 1-1 downstairs to McGee. 0-8 this week. Did drive in a run yesterday. The outfield for the River Dogs: Angel Mateo in left, John Diaz in center, and Ryan Cermak in right. 2-1 upstairs to McGee, who does a full turn in the box. McGee changed his walk-up song this week to Jump Around by the House of Pain. Going to get on board here. No score, one away, bottom of the first. 3-1 high chopper up the middle. Spikes, the shortstop, is there on the edge of the grass. His throw is a soft one, but Morgan reaches out and makes the catch by his right cleat for out number two.
Right fielder number 17, Chase Brady.
So now Jace Grady, next man up. He has been stellar this week. 4-for-7, a double, an RBI, and a walk. Also stole a couple of bases. Switch hitter batting left. Cuevas on the mound has gone five innings in each of his three outings in August. He'll miss downstairs here, throwing a ton of strikes. Not a strikeout pitcher per se, but also just gives up a lot of soft contact. The last time Augusta saw him was on July 30th. They got him for eight hits and three runs in four innings. 1-0. Swung on and missed. Change up there, now 1-1. Green Jackets as a team have hit .386 against Cuevas. Tavares coming into today was 3-for-6 with two doubles. EJ Exposito has loved the matchup as well. He bats fifth today, as Grady takes one downstairs, 2-1. Wilford Dung is hitting cleanup today. Exposito batting fifth with Boucher behind him. Bottom three in the lineup: Delaunay, Diamond, and Collins. Grady fouls this one off, now 2-2. Green Jackets shut out 3-0 on Tuesday. They return the favor with a 4-0 shutout win yesterday. Their best full team pitching performance of the season. 2-2 pitch fouled off. That one got the hand of Martinez, as he will take his glove off and get a second of respite. Here's the home plate umpire, Dylan Hulsey, goes out and talks with Cuevas. Cuevas, 12th rounder a couple of years ago out of the College of Southern Nevada, where Augusta Green Jackets catcher Jacob Godman also attended for a year. 2-2 to Grady. No one on, two away. Cuevas winds, fires, and it's fouled off with a high fastball. Green Jackets saw Cuevas in the first game of the season between these two teams and chased him after an inning and a third. They hung 8 runs on him. It's been different since then. 2-2 hit hard to second. There is Peguero, his throw to first in time, and both teams will go 1-2-3 in the first inning. Rapid fire here at SRP Park. We're through 1, zeros on the board.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here for the top of the second inning, Riley Frey, the Oshkosh native, is on the mound. He sent him down 1-2-3 in the first. He'll have Cermak, Spikes, and Diaz due up this half inning. Out of Oshkosh West High School, stuck relatively close to home with the University of Milwaukee Panthers, 25th ever draftee from that school, a beautiful campus in Milwaukee. Milwaukee, a lovely city. If you've ever had the chance to go there, I would strongly recommend. Not only are there a number of collegiate professional teams in the nearby area, I have had the best cheese curds of my entire life there. I was there for about a week this last winter for the hockey tournament out there, the Frozen Face-Off, but that's neither here nor there. Riley Frey got 2 strikeouts to end that first inning. He's got Cermak, a fellow Midwesterner, grew up about an hour and a half south of Milwaukee. And he will pop the first pitch up high out of play, and it'll get over towards us in the press box, and now it'll drop on the roof. Cermak from the Chicago suburbs. This season, 239, 6 homers. He's driven in 24. A 1. Just misses down and away. Little bit of cloud coverage right now. The temperature very pleasant. It will not be as pleasant later this week. 1-1 is hit hard to right field, slicing foul, and it'll get again out of play over by the picnic patio. Wanted to be an FBI agent if he couldn't be a Green Jackets, or rather a professional baseball player. Getting to live out one of those dreams here in Augusta. 1-2, fouled off my way over the top of the netting. One of these days, one of those balls is going to come up here. We're broadcasting from outdoors, as we so often have been. So 1-2 on Cermak. Infield back, outfield deep, all the way around. The pitch is grounded up the middle, ranging over McGee. To his left, he slides, sidearm to first. It is high and over towards the dugout. As Cermak, who runs well, might have beaten it out. McGee had to go to his glove side and stumbled while releasing that throw. And taking first base is Cermak. We'll wait for the scoring there from Ted Miller, our official scorer. As next up is Ryan Spikes, a Georgia man, a Parkview High School product, led him to 3 straight state championships from sophomore to senior year. Spikes, the righty, tips one to the mitt of Diamond. It's 0-1. They've given it as an infield single for Cermak, which is a call that I can get behind. Infield at double play depth here. Delaunay at first is holding on the speedy Cermak, who runs very well. Lefty on the bump, of course. 0-1. Off speed, outside. A little bit of wind picking up. It's blowing in. Kind of across right field towards left field from foul pole to foul pole, but not a ton of wind here. 1-1, taken high. Well, certainly hope that if Paul and Gina, Riley's parents, are not here in attendance tonight at SRP Park, that they are enjoying what their son has accomplished so far this year. It's got to be a whirlwind to go from Milwaukee, Wisconsin is this one skied, foul, and out of play. That might land in Diamond's glove. He backs up. First baseman there as well, and Diamond will make the catch. It's got to be an absolute whirlwind to go from the University of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, out to the Cape in Massachusetts to pitch in the CCBL, which is the premier college wood bat summer league, although up there with the Northwoods League, which is a bit closer to home. And then all of a sudden to get drafted in the 19th round and then to go down to Florida and then up to Georgia. They've probably put plenty of miles on that car, certainly on the frequent flyer card. John Diaz, next man up. He slices one towards the corner in left field. Boucher giving it a chase. It will land foul by about half a foot as that ball took a Rory McIlroy-esque slice into the corner. Today's Rory McIlroy, that is, if you're keep in touch with what he's been up to today. Nearly extra bases. That one might have brought the run home as well. Boucher, no chance of running that one down. And it's 0-1 on Diaz. 0-5 in this series. They've got a man picked off. Throw to first, now the throw to second. Cermak slides. He's out by a mile. And Riley Frey, the lefty, showcases just why it's so hard to run against southpaws as he throws over to Delonay. Cermak had his head down, and he is caught stealing. It'll go down as a 1-3-6 pickoff caught stealing. And Jason Kempf, the broadcaster for the River Dogs, and I had a little friendly wager about whether there would be a pickoff tonight. And it's safe to say that he is right. This one grounded over to second, rolled over easily. Verdung tosses to Diaz, and for the second straight inning, the River Dogs will send up the minimum. A single, a caught stealing, a pop-up, and a ground out. Frey has retired six men. We go to the bottom of the second, no score.
Looking for a great
rate? Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here for the bottom of inning number two. No score. Green Jackets with the heart of the order due up against Johnny Cuevas, Verdung, Exposito, and Pio Boucher. Well, there was an awesome moment on Tuesday night when Will Verdung took some hacks against Jackson Lancaster, a couple of guys from Corinth, who both ended up attending Itawamba Community College, as Verdung will take a pitch in the bottom of the zone for a strike. That one down by the shins. Verdung got yesterday off, 1-for-4, a couple of strikeouts, and a fly out to the very outer reaches of the field the other day, and he'll line this one to center. Diaz heads back towards the track, is there, and he will make the catch for out number one. Now EJ Exposito. Batting fifth today, EJ Exposito has hit in every position 1 through 9 this year. He has played first, second, third, and short, and also DH. More than that, he has 8 home runs, each in a different spot in the batting order. As he'll swing and miss at a curveball in the dirt here, it's 0-1. The only spot in the lineup that he has hit and not recorded a homer in is cleanup. And Green Jackets manager Cody Gabella said that he would give some thought to playing him there. 0-1 is fouled off the end of the bat, trickling down the first base line. It'll continue to curve foul. Yesterday's game, also one of the fastest games Augusta has played this year in 9 innings. 2 hours and 4 minutes long. A victory for the pitch clock enthusiasts out there. 0-2 to Expo. The righty stands in, takes a curveball for a strike. And that becomes the first strike of the day for Cuevas. Expo knew it. So now P.O. Boucher looking to snap a bit of a tough run at the plate. This will be his 44th at bat. He struck out in 22 of his first 43 plate appearances so far. But that is the growing pains of many people at the beginning of seasons when they come into affiliated ball. And Boucher, added to the roster 2.5 weeks ago, is facing the same acclimation going from the Missouri Valley Conference to Johnny Cuevas. It's a different breed when you get guys who have been pitching against pro competition for a couple of years. He's up in the count, though, 2-0. Hitting 163, yet to homer, 3 runs batted in, had 2 hits taken away from him by Cermak and Morgan the other day. And a 2-0 popped up, sliced foul, and out of play down the third base line. Boucher out of a town in Quebec, not too far from Quebec City. Not necessarily baseball territory historically up there. Certainly more hockey focused. And Boucher played them both. 2-1 pitch. Taken downstairs. Martinez, the catcher behind the plate, has done a really good job of framing so far. He almost got the call there from Shane Sullivan. Actually, Dylan Holsey behind the plate. Shane Sullivan at first. 3-1. High and outside, ball 4. So Boucher earns himself a walk. And he becomes the first Green Jackets base runner of the day. Yesterday, Augusta got 4 hits from Tavares. They also got a pair of hits from Jace Grady. They ended up with 9 hits on the day, but Tavares certainly produced the lion's share of footsteps around that dirt. And now the lefty, Jose Delonay, going lefty on righty here with Boucher, who can run pretty well on first, being held on by Morgan. First pitch is in for a strike at the knees. Cuevas is throwing a lot harder and with a lot more confidence now than he was, even when we saw him just 4 weeks ago. He's got a great pickoff move as well. Haven't seen it showcased yet today. And there it is, the throw to first. They don't get him. They nearly did. Shared a little wink and a nod with Jason Kemp, the voice of the River Dogs, who said that Cuevas is absolutely going to record a pickoff today, a successful one. 0-1, no score, bottom of the second. Man on first is Boucher, itchy to run. Another pickoff. They don't get him again, although a good sweep tag by Morgan. With a grimace, no dice. So 0-1, it remains. Delaney waiting for the second pitch in this at-bat, and here it comes. It is hit hard the right side. It gets right through the legs of Peguero and goes into right field, Billy Buckner style, and that will put men on first and second. Hard hit by Delaney, but Peguero seemed to have no idea what to do with it. And if I had to guess, that'll likely end up as an error, as it just ate up the second baseman, Peguero, although unfortunate because Peguero just reinstated today. He is recovering from his second facial fracture of the season. He had a fractured orbital bone in the left side of his face back in May, recovered, and then fractured the other side back in early July. It is indeed an error. So an E4 has been at first and second for Dawson Diamond. Pitch is taken downstairs. Diamond has done well. He's 1-for-2 against Cuevas with a double and a hit by pitch this season. And the Green Jackets have given Cuevas some real troubles. But he's been a different pitcher on the mound as of late. 1-0 downstairs, now 2-0. We'll likely see Jake Christensen to follow. Those two have worked excellently in tandem in the last 3 games that they have pitched. It's been 5 innings of Cuevas, 3 innings of Christensen, and it's worked like a charm. 2-0 to Diamond. Pop foul out of play, right side. Good crowd here on this Thirsty Thursday. The Penultimate Thirsty Thursday of the year. Next week, the last home series of this 2023 campaign. Green Jackets hosting the Salem Red Sox. The former Braves affiliation, so the current, rather the former, the Green Jackets are a former Red Sox affiliate. Diamond cracks this one to short, should end the inning. Spikes flips to second, Figueroa's there, side retired. A walk and an error, and two left. As the Green Jackets go scoreless, we go to the top of the third. It'll be 7-8-9, two up against Riley Frey when we come back.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Well done.
Back here for the top of the third, Riley Frey has been superb so far. Green Jackets and River Dogs all tied up at zero. Well, Riley Frey, drafted out of the University of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He grew up about 80 miles up I-41 in Oshkosh. UMW, it's not the most revered baseball school in terms of professional pedigree. A couple of notable names, probably most notable for Dalton Varsho, who was a second rounder of the Diamondbacks and then came over in a trade that brought Lourdes Gurriel and Gabriel Moreno to Arizona and sent Varsho to Toronto, where he has had an up and down year. But Frey excelled, was a preseason pitcher of the year in the Horizon League, which is a very good baseball conference. 0-1 to Piguero is down and away. Not rocking the mask. He does wear a mask in pregame batting practice after those two facial fractures. It's got to be tough to stand back up in the box as well. This one will miss down in the dirt. One came on a freak accident while warming up in the field when he was throwing with a teammate, wasn't looking, and got hit in the face. The other one came on a rocket ground ball. And he'll line this one down the left field line, and it's going to be extra bases for Piguero in his first game back. He digs for two. He will get in standing up. And it's the second hit of the day for the River Dogs. So welcome back to Odalis Piguero, who only had two hits against Augusta back in May, but also walked six times. And he is in scoring position now. And that'll bring up the catcher, Raudelis Martinez, hitting 200 with two homers. He's driven in 14. Infield pulled over hard to the first base side for the pull-hitting lefty. And he'll take a breaking ball outside. The third inning was the danger inning in last week's game when the Frednats chased him with a couple of men aboard. They ended up with four runs off of him in 2 2/3. And Martinez flares this one to the left side. Exposito crosses the line to foul ground. He'll make the catch easily for the first out. Now the nine-man, Angel Mateo, making his affiliated debut. Just called up from the Florida Complex League today. The Rays' FCL season is over. The Braves' FCL team won their semifinal game today, and they are going to the FCL championship, where I believe they will take on the Yankees. It'll be either the Yankees or the Pirates, whose game got into a rain delay. Mateo hit 256 with four homers, 27 driven in the FCL this season. Just 18 years of age, won't turn 19 till the offseason. Also went a perfect 12 for 12 on stolen bases. He's got Peguero at second, one away with no score. And he'll take one just upstairs here. Sun setting a little earlier every single night. And that's the way it will obviously continue to be over the last couple of weeks here. 2-0. Change up for a strike. Frey, a lefty with a three-quarters arm slot delivery. Nothing too funky. He gets a golf and a miss here, now 2-2. It's been very effective. Green Jackets have another lefty slated to go tomorrow night, Adam Shoemaker. 2-2 pitch, taken to the dirt, and it'll fill up here on the nine-man Mateo with Trey Morgan, that ground out to second on deck. Adam Shoemaker, who gets tomorrow's start, is the only remaining member of Augusta's opening week rotation. The other five are all upwards in Rome. Yesterday, Spencer Schwellenbach debuted 2 2/3 up in High A Rome. Did not pick up a decision. They've got Kyle Wright opening today on a rehab assignment. And then Owen Murphy will go tomorrow with Hurston Waldrop Saturday. That is quite the way to set up your pitching. 3-2, strike three called at the knees as Frey paints it beautifully on the inside edge. Mateo will shake it off and go back to the dugout. Third strikeout of the day for Riley Frey. And that'll send us to Trey Morgan as the lineup flips over for the first time. Morgan still hitting in the 370s here in his 11th game this year. Struck out for just the second time all season last night. Get the sense that he might not be long for Charleston, that Bowling Green might await. And he'll slice one to right field. It's dropping in for a base hit. Grady picks it up. They're waving Peguero home. Grady's throw is online, but not in time. It'll end up with an RBI for Trey Morgan, his second of the season, as he gets one to sit nicely on the grass, and the River Dogs take a 1-0 lead. Morgan gets to second on the throw. It'll be an RBI single. And now, one in, one on, and two away. Cooper Kinney, who struck out in the first, is the next man up. First run of the game and breaking an 11-inning scoreless rut for the River Dogs. And the pitch. Kinney takes it downstairs. Morgan can run really well as well, and the Green Jackets are shifting right now. 1-0 is hit up the middle for Dung. Charges, fields it on the forehand. To first is the throw, and Delaunay reaches to grab it to retire the side. Two hits, one run, and one left as Trey Morgan knocks in the first run of the contest. 1-0, River Dogs on top. We go to the bottom of inning number three with 9-1-2 due up. That's Collins, Tavares, and McGee.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet, it's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here at SRB Park, a beautiful evening in the CSRA here in the bottom of inning number three. A very pleasant temperature right now across the region. Temperatures at first pitch 89 degrees, a real feel of 93. But this weekend. High of 102 projected for Saturday. Tomorrow it'll also be in the very high 90s, high of 98 forecasted. Tyler Collins rocking a new rock-up song is the lefty in the box to lead it off. First pitch is downstairs for a ball. Yesterday, TC had an off day, 0 for 2 on Tuesday with a walk and a pair of strikeouts, down to 199. 1-0. Strike at the knees, and it's 1-1. Cuevas capable of going some good distances. 5 innings in each of his last 3 outings is the 1-1. Curveball for a strike. Green Jackets yet to record a base hit today. And the 1-2 grounded over to first. At shortstop's Morgan, who will flip to the covering pitcher, who gets there by a step. 3 out number 1. 3-1 on the ground out. Took a funky bounce off that well-trodden spot by the first base bag, where the first baseman often stands to hold runners on, and he fielded it by his waist. So now on Beoris Tavares, who hit a cue shot down the right field line that very easily could have sunk in for a base hit had it not been for Trey Morgan. He is in the box, and he'll take a big whiff at a changeup to start him off. Tavares hitting 201 so far this week, 5 for 10, a double, 3 stolen bases. A 1, just a strike on the bottom outside part of the zone. That one broke right across the very outer reaches, as Tavares will call time. On deck, McGee, who grounded out on a close play to the shortstop Spikes. 0-2, waved at and missed, slider in the dirt. And there is out number 2. Green Jackets still hitless tonight. Last inning, they got a walk for Pio Boucher, and Jose Delaunay grounded one right through the legs of Odalis Piguero.
Shortstop number 9, Cam McGee.
So no one on and 2 men out. 1-0, River Dogs leading here in the 3rd inning. And Cam McGee to the plate. McGee playing shortstop. He's spent all his time defensively on the left side of the infield. Fouls off the first pitch here, 0-1. McGee, a product of Washington State. Since he arrived in Augusta about 3 weeks ago, Washington State has gone from being in the Pac-12 to being relatively unaffiliated conference-wise. 0-1 upstairs. The rumor is that maybe the Mountain West is where Washington State will end up in the near future. 1-1. Down and away, 2-1 now. And other options, you think maybe the West Coast Conference could make sense, Pullman, Washington being their location. You think no one in that admin wants Wazoo to end up having to be in the ACC. And the 2-1 pitch hit hard but foul down the left field line. You know, it really is, I'm not trying to moralize on the state of college athletics, because it's not NIL, it's revenue-driven football TV deals that's primarily causing this rift, but it really is a shame. 2-2, caught on and miss, and back-to-back strikeouts for Cuevas, retires aside. We'll have more maybe on the college sports landscape when we come back, but we're through 3 innings, 1-0 is the score, Charleston on top.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Yeah. Well, we're back here in the top of the fourth. We were talking a little bit, or I was talking sort of to myself into the void, about the recent reshaping of the college sports landscape, and so much of it is football-driven. It's a lot of conferences, especially in the Power Five, that are shaking up, merging, disappearing, being bought out. It's almost like a hostile takeover of sorts for conferences like the Big Ten, Big 12, and SEC, where the coastal conferences, the ACC and Pac-12, perhaps most impacted by the threat of dissolution. But there is a really big effect that these changes will have on non-football sports, as Braden Taylor, a TCU grad, will step in and hammer one to right. Grady back to the track. He'll make the catch for out number one. All of a sudden, now you're going to have softball teams and baseball teams and soccer teams traveling from places like Dallas, Texas to Piscataway, New Jersey, or from down in Tallahassee or Gainesville, all the way potentially out west. It's a lot of wear and tear on 18, 19, 20-year-olds. Cermak, an Illinois State grad, will line one to left field. He's digging for two. He'll get there standing up. Second time today that a batter has laced a double down that left field line. He says enough with the college sports talk, Nathan. Who can blame him? I do wonder, though, this is the last point I'll make, not to harp on this for too long. I do wonder, though, if the most likely and most sensible solution is football as a sport kind of splitting away from the other conferences, and with the massive amount of money that is there, as Spike steps in and takes one up high, you know, that kind of travel is much more feasible. It also already features, you know, fewer games, which means the travel is a little bit more limited, but also, you know, the matchups are predetermined, you know, 7-8 years in advance. Greg gets a strike here on Spikes. It's 1-1 with a man on second, one away. And you think you have power conferences for football, and then the rest can sort of go back to the regionalized version that makes college sports so fun. 1-1, grounded over to third. Exposito is there. He'll look the runner back, and now throw to first gets him by a step. We're at number two. The Horizon League, where Riley Frey attended as part of that University of Milwaukee Panthers team. Well, it spans a little bit of distance, but it is all in the upper Midwest. And again, you think mid-major regional conferences is something that is both feasible monetarily and also as far as the culture of sports. Diaz grounds this to second in a rapid-fire inning. A double, but only seven pitches, and the side is retired for Frey. So we spent half an inning talking about the Horizon League and college sports and all the rest. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth and focus on the game when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here, bottom of the fourth, this game, as the last two have as well, is going by very quickly, trying to maybe beat the sunset. About a quarter to eight. Of course, Augusta also got some help by starting this game 5 minutes early, but it's neither here nor there. Green Jackets will have Grady Verdong and Exposito. That is 3, 4, and 5 due up this half inning. Green Jackets being held hitless so far by Johnny Cuevas on the mounds. And the first pitch to Grady is taken downstairs for a ball. Grady out of Dallas Baptist. The DBU Patriots, a real powerhouse, 1-0 in Conference USA. They've won the regular season championship four times in the last 8 years under Dan Huefner, who's one of the more successful coaches in the entire NCAA. Grady lines one hard to right field. Cermak heads to the track. He looks up. It is off the LED. Grady checks the ball. He will coast into second with a stand-up double. That ball misses, being his third homer by maybe 2 feet. Augusta's first hit of the day is an extra base one, as Grady is a leadoff man, now 180 feet from tying up this ball game. Grady has homered twice this season, both last week, and he homered to right or right center each time. Cermak was in good position there, but that ball was 104 off the bat. It got over there so fast. And now Will Verdung. Will Verdung the third, batting fourth. Going ready on ready. First pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. Verdung flew out to center field his first time up. Yet to sock his first homer, but it is absolutely coming. He hit one the other day that everyone, including the entire press box, thought was going out. It fell about 2 feet short into Cermak's glove in left center field. 1-0 inside, nearly hit him. A curveball that slipped, and Cuevas taps his chest to say, "My bad." Cuevas in the raised in the desert of California. 2-0. In for a strike. Out of Indio, California, most notable for the Coachella Festival, which takes place there. It's a little bit north of the Mexico-California border, right above Baja. 2-1. Verdung chops this to third. Going over to third is Grady. The ball goes off the glove of the third baseman, Taylor. Grady didn't read it, but everyone will be safe as Verdung arrives safely at first. Grady, who was off on contact, got a great read and an excellent jump, and Taylor tried to scoop that one off the grass. It took a short hop, and it went off his glove, and I believe that will be an error. It'll be the second error of the game on the River Dogs, if so. I mean, that ball should absolutely have been fielded by Taylor. If it is an error, it's the fifth error in the last 10 innings for the River Dogs, and that is not winning baseball. But again, especially for young players in their first couple of weeks in the league, that kind of play happens all the time, and you can only learn from experiencing. Exposito to the plate. Big swing and a miss at a fastball. He has seen four pitches, all strikes. So it is an E5. Grady on at first. Grady on at third, Verdung on it for Grady on at third, Verdung on at first. Third time's the charm, eh? That's 0-1 to Exposito, who leads Augusta 55 driven in. Pickoff throw comes to first, not in time. Expo 4 for 10 with a triple and 3 runs batted in against Cuevas this year after that first inning strikeout. Five RBI shy of the league lead right now. 0-1, tipped foul, and now 0-2. Exposito chasing down Andy Gariola, Samuel Basayo, and Mario Camaletti, all tied with 60 ribbies this year. Breaking ball outside. That was a waste pitch there, trying to get Expo to chase. He did not, and it'll go to 1-2. Braves at the big league level, not in action tonight. Verdung with the lead at first. 1-2 pitch. Caught on and missed, and Exposito hammers the bat into the ground, frustrated at his second strikeout of the day. A golden RBI chance there. Still a chance for a productive out here to tie up this game. 1-0 is the score with the River Dogs on top. Boucher, who walked on five pitches in the second inning, is the next man due up. Will Verdung takes his lead off of first. Grady not being held on at third. Infield at double play depth. Pickoff throw comes. It's scooped up by Taylor, who didn't actually have the ball. Rather, scooped up by Morgan. Didn't have the ball in his glove when he applied that tag. It ended up in his bare hand instead. Good speed on the bases as well. Maybe enough to beat out a double play. Boucher, swing and a miss. He's down to the count 0-1. A little bit of limbering here in the bullpen. No one throwing just yet. As Cuevas now up to 57 pitches. Wind picking up, now blowing towards right fields. 0-1 in the dirt, clamped down by Martinez. Cuevas working from the stretch, picks over to first again. It's a great pickoff move, but it's not in time. Talk about the fielding for Charleston. They are the fourth best fielding team in the league. The Green Jackets are second from bottom. No one has committed more errors than the Salem Red Sox. Boucher chops this one to second. Peguero throws to short. It is dropped, and everyone is safe. The run comes in to score as bobbling it on the transfer is Spikes. Verdung heads to second, Boucher at first, and another costly fielding play. I believe that'll end up in a fielder's choice E6 on Spikes. Inexcusably brings home the tying run. And we'll see if they award an RBI there as well. You can't assume a double play, so I assume you will. And it will likely end up with P.O. Boucher's fourth RBI of the year. Either way, Jace Grady comes in to score. That could have been a 4-6-3 double play as manager Sean Smedley comes out to ask if the out at second should have stood. But no, I don't think he ever actually had control of the ball, and that's why his appeals were unsuccessful. We'll wait the official scoring. Either way, men at first and second for Jose Delaunay. It is right now in the books as an error, the third of the game. So now Delaunay at the plate, he'll take a ball. One and oh, men on first and second. Delaunay will take another one in the dirt. It gets away from Martinez, but no advance. They do indeed give Pio Boucher an RBI, so chalk up his first home RBI of the season. We're all tied up 1-1. Two out of Delaunay. Fastball at the waist for a strike. Now there is a man up and getting ready to start throwing in the bullpen for the River Dogs here in the bottom of the fourth as this frame has gone double error, strikeout error. It's likely that none of these runs will end up earned. 2-1. Delaunay takes a home run hack and is way behind. Now the 2-2. Breaking ball just outside. Cuevas can't believe it. And it'll all fill up. That one might have been in the zone. He might have had a point. Time is called here for Cuevas to get a new ball. We'll see if they decide to run here with men on first and second and a full count. Only one away. Verdung at second. Boucher at first. Both aboard courtesy of errors. Three and two. They stay put. It is taken high ball four, and the bases are loaded with one man out. And that is not what manager Sean Smedley wanted to see. So Dawson Diamond, the former River Dog, has a chance to really open up this game here. We're all tied up at one apiece. Diamond, who grounded out to end the second inning. Sees Verdung on at third, Boucher at second, and Delaunay aboard at first. And now the pitching coach, Levy Romero, comes out for a chat. Now the home plate umpire will come and break it up. Looking around minor league baseball right now as Diamond awaits his turn in the box. Looking around the Carolina League, every team in action right now, all in either the fourth or fifth inning. Lynchburg leads Delmarva 3-1. They just got a promotion. Jason Churio, the younger brother of one of the top prospects in the game, Jackson Churio of the Brewers, making his debut this week for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Myrtle Beach leads Kannapolis 2-1. Carolina up 1-0 over Columbia, about out hitting them 7-1 right now. That game in Zebulon. Down East, no hitting Fayetteville. That game's in the fifth. First pitch to Diamond, misses in the dirt. Salem Augusta's next opponent, up 1-0 on Fredericksburg. A green jacket at every base. Sacks are juiced for Dawson Diamond. Green Jackets trying to take the lead. The 1-0 is a fastball at the knees for a strike. Diamond's driven in 16 over the course of this season. Experienced catcher, 24 years of age now. This is Southern California native on Southern California native right here. As Diamond swings and misses, now 1-2. Diamond from Lancaster, California. On deck, Tyler Collins, the best bases loaded hitter in the league. 1-2 on Dawson Diamond. And the pitch. Breaking ball just poked foul off the camera. That hits the TrackMan camera right above home plate. Surprise, surprise. I hope it's still okay. We'll have to check to make sure it's still functional. Either way, 1-2 on the way. The pitch, fastball up and away. It'll even up at 2-2. The bases loaded this year. Diamond is 2-for-5. 3 runs batted in. Even count here. 1 away, 2-2. Taken outside, ball 3. A very gutsy take by Diamond, and it was indeed a good one, despite Martinez trying to frame it. So now, nowhere to put Dawson Diamond. Bases loaded, 1 away, and a 3-2 count. And this is where, if you're Cuevas, you have to trust your stuff and go back to that fastball at the knees. You cannot risk missing with that breaking ball outside again. He's already done it twice this AB. 3-2. Fastball fouled off. And that is indeed exactly what he went back to there. It's a great at-bat here by Diamond, who is about to see pitch number 7. It gives Tyler Collins extra time to time up this man. And even if Diamond does not get aboard here, the bases will still be loaded for TC. 1-1 the score. An Augusta player at every base. The 3-2. Cut on and missed. That time went to the breaking ball, and Diamond down on strikes. We're at number 2. Green Jackets tied up this game, courtesy of an RBI for P.O. Boucher, who is on second base. And now Tyler Collins steps into the box. Someone with just absolutely gaudy numbers for the bases loaded this year. Far and away, the best bases loaded hitter in the league. And you can say it's luck or happenstance, whatever you want. He is 8-for-11 with 17 driven in this year. And he'll take a strike on the outside edge here. That was way outside. Collins has 40 runs batted in this year, and 17 of them, almost half of them, have come in this situation. Trying to put Augusta on top here. 0-1. Hit hard towards left field. Dropping in fast. It's in for a base hit. One run in to score. They're waving around Boucher. The left fielder drops the ball, and 2 runs come in to score. Tyler Collins does it yet again with the sacks. Juiced. He pokes two home. The Green Jackets on top. Now 3-1. I mean, just absolutely incredible. 19 of his 42 driven in this year have come in that exact situation. And it spells the end of the night for the starter, Johnny Cuevas, who was absolutely spectacular coming into this contest. We'll take a break. Minute second and third, TC's 2 RBI, 2-out double has given the Green Jackets the lead with Tavares to the plate and two aboard when we come back. Bottom of the fourth, Augusta up, 3-1.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Well, they're back here, men on second and third and two men out, as we've got a new arm on the mound. It is Jake Christensen, who misses inside to Tavares, as they've given it as an RBI single for Tyler Collins that brings home a pair of runs. And then he takes second on a fielding error by the left fielder, Mateo. Four errors in four innings for the defense of the River Dogs. And this one is cut on and missed, now 1-1. Either way, Collins now up to 42 driven in this season, tied for second place on the team with Jeremy Celedonio, only trailing Exposito. Men at second and third, Green Jackets looking to open this game up here. Christensen, the tall righty out of California, 1-1. Grounded off the end of the bat, up the first baseline, it's through to right field for a base hit. Tavares is safe at first, coming in to score from second is Collins, as Morgan remains down on the ground in some serious pain. He looks like he's clutching his abdomen here. Both runs in to score. He slid head first towards the line, trying to make that play. It died on the edge of the infield dirt and outfield grass, and the last thing the Rays want to see is another prospect going down this week. Mia Salvameni and Sean Smedley immediately out to check on him as he is back to being on the ground. His back, he's lying with his back down on the ground, now stretching his arms up to the sky, and it looks like maybe something in the abdominal area, either that or the sort of upper thigh area. He's sitting up now, and you never want to see something like that happen. He'll get a little round of applause here from the Green Jackets fans, which is great to see. And I think they're going to let him try and run this off. They did have to place Ledbetter on the injured list earlier today, who pulled up with a hurt hamstring on Tuesday. And that's why they added the new left fielder, Mateo. Looks like Morgan's okay, which is great to see. Someone who plays the game with a ton of flair and a lot of talent to boot. So it looks like he's all right. He now puts the cap back on. The scoring on that one is an RBI, a two RBI single for Tavares. That ball was perfectly placed, almost a cue shot on the ground. Like, you could not place that better if it tried. It just rolled along just inside the chalk, and it almost got all the way into right field. Morgan dove to stop it, but both runs would have scored either way. So Tavares aboard now, 5-1 Augusta. Pickoff throw comes to first, and Morgan tested there as he had to scoop it out of the dirt. No advance. Grady, Verdung, Boucher, Delaunay, and Collins have all scored this inning. Boucher, one driven in, two for Collins, and now two for Tavares. Ninth man to bat this inning as McGee, the lefty, takes a strike. Gets on Biori's Tavares, up to 30 runs batted in now. Christensen out of Feather River Junior College, a Minnesota native, though. Pickoff throw to first, not in time. A catcher for a couple of years, converted to closer. He was called Hoser the Closer in his time at Feather River. 15th rounder a year ago. Tavares leads at first. Christensen gets the sign. And now the 0-1. Tavares goes. It's taken for a strike. Martinez's throw is in plenty of time. The tag. He is out by about 2.5 steps. Augusta sends 9 men to the plate in the inning, although only 8 will record an official at-bat as Tavares gets caught stealing for the 13th time to end the frame. But the Green Jackets on top, 5-1. A very productive half inning for the Green Jackets with all of the runs dinged to the starter, Cuevas, although in all likelihood, many of them will end up unearned. We'll have the final line when we come back. Frey to the mound for the top of the fifth. Augusta with a lead.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Riley Frey back out to the mound for the fourth inning here as he has been very solid so far. Through four innings, he's given up 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned, no walks, 3 strikeouts. He's only at 43 pitches, though, which is a tremendous line. Green Jackets added 5 runs, a 5 spot in the bottom of the frame. They end up leaving no one aboard because Tavares gets caught stealing to end it. Leading it off is Odalis Piguero. First pitch, breaking ball for a strike from Frey. He can get through this inning. He puts himself in line for a victory as Piguero fouls this one off, now 0-2. First time up, Piguero doubled and ended up scoring a couple of batters later on Trey Morgan's RBI. 0-2 pitch is taken just down and away. Diamond nearly went to throw that around the horn, but didn't get the call. One, two, the lefty deals, line to short. McGee is there. He drops the ball out of his glove, picks it back up, throws to first in time for the out. Well, talk about saving your own bacon there. Cam McGee had that ball in his glove, dropped it, picked it back up, and then still threw to first to get the out. I think it'll go as a 6-3 put out, but almost like a 6-6-3 put out there as he saved himself an error for out number one. Fielding purists look away. This game has not been pretty as Martinez takes a strike. 4 errors in the game on the River Dogs. They've got 1 run, 4 hits, and 4 errors. Back-to-back games now with 4 errors for Charleston, and of course still 5 innings to get another one. This pitch grounded over to second. Verdung is there to first in time for the out. Martinez falls to 0-2. When the Green Jackets saw Raudelius Martinez for the first time back in July, he was hitting 300 even. He has now gone 1-for-21 against Augusta, but he's hitting 280 against the rest of the league. So for whatever reason, the Green Jackets have had his number. Top of the order up next, but first, Angel Mateo, who struck out looking his first time up. It's been a debut to forget so far. That strikeout along with an error in left. 0-1, down and away. Frey, a very quick worker. No one on, and already two outs this half inning. The pitch is tipped foul off of Diamond's mask to the backstop. We've got the official scoring for Cuevas, and with all four errors that were committed by the River Dogs, only one earned run goes on to his line. So five runs allowed, but one earned. He walks two and strikes out five, going 3 2/3 innings. Christensen comes in relief, and he'll continue from there. So still just two earned runs given up by him this month, as it remains 1-2 on Angel Mateo. 18 years of age, but a big frame, 6'2" tall, and a fastball pumped right by him to retire the side. Five straight retired by Frey, who is cruising through five. He's given up just four hits in this one. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Augusta up 5-1 here at SRP Park. We'll keep the crowd mic live in this inning break. All right, we're back here now, bottom of the fifth, with Christensen remaining on the mound, as Cam McGee is still up at the plate. Lefty in the box was there when Tavares got caught stealing to end the previous frame. Big swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. McGee will take this one for a strike. Change up on the outside edge. McGee 0-2 today, looking for his first hit this series, as I get a little visit from a spider that's crawling around here on my scorebook and now decides to parachute down to the ground. 0-2, hit hard to center field. Diaz starts back, now comes in towards his left, calls off his left fielder and makes the catch, one away. Well, Tyler Collins is just automatic with the bases loaded. For whatever reason, he is now a remarkable 9-for-12. 9-for-12 with the bases loaded this year. He has driven in 19. An OPS of 1,800. As Jace Grady fouls one off the top of the suites and it bounces down to the front row. Oh, one. Grady takes one in the dirt. A double, a run, and a ground out for him so far today. He doubled to lead off last inning. Nearly launched his third homer. Green Jackets still yet to homer this week. 1-1. Curveball slips, taken high. Only one home run in the first two games and four and a half innings. We do have a change at first, by the way, with Trey Morgan being replaced by Julio Meza. His pitch downstairs now 3-1. Morgan was in a little bit of pain after diving for a ground ball. That was back in the bottom of the fourth, but replaced now. 3-1 in the dirt ball four. Grady works a walk.
Right field.
So Will Verdung is the man now at the plate. Reached on an error his last time up. Pickoff throw over to Fertz, not in time. So Verdung nominally 0 for 2. Four errors in the game now on the River Dogs. One on the left fielder, one on the shortstop Spikes. One on the second baseman Piguero, and one on the third baseman Taylor. This one in for a strike on Verdung. Not a great start when three of your infielders already with an error to their name. They'll have to clean those up if they want to end up playing in the postseason for the third straight year. River Dogs back-to-back Carolina League champions. Pickoff there to first again, this time well late. Grady absolutely a threat to run over there on that first base bag. At DBU was a prolific base stealer. Stole 65 bases on 73 attempts at a 90% clip. 0-1, Verdung will take a fastball for a strike. He thought it was outside. It was a little bit in the zone. And the pitch. Grounded over to third. Taylor is there. He throws to second for one. Piguero to first. Double play. They'll go around the horn. 5-4-3. Side retired. We'll go to the sixth. Green Jackets send up three, courtesy of the Twin Killing. Augusta up 5-1. New arm coming in. Frey's evening is done. He's in line for the win.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We're back here, top of the sixth, with Frey's evening done. It is time for Kiomar Diaz to come out onto the mound for his first action of the series. Green Jackets up 5-1. The final line on Frey is stellar. He goes five innings, gives up a run on four hits. He does not walk a batter and fans four, and he is in line for the win. Meza grounds one sharply to short. McGee slides to a knee. Sidearm throw to first. Delaney stretches. He came off the bag to get there. And Meza will be aboard safely. As the replacement for Trey Morgan is aboard on a hard hit ground ball. That might end up in a throwing error, although that ball was hit 102 miles an hour off the bat. And we'll await the scoring. Manager Cody Gabella asking for an explanation there from Sullivan about whether or not Delaney kept his foot down, and Delaney looked to get off the bag and then get right back on it. And the appeal unsuccessful for Gabella. Kenny, the next man up, and he'll fly one to center. High arcing fly ball, a moon shot, but shallow. And in to make the catch is Tyler Collins, one away. Still awaiting the scoring there. They've given it as a single for Meza rather than an error on McGee, which, given how hard the ball is hit, you understand. And a fly out for Kenny, who is now 0 for 3. He's got a 17-game hit streak and a 24-game on-base streak in the balance here. He will bat at least one more time, guaranteed of that. Baden Taylor, the next man up, 0 for 2. Ryan Cermak on deck has two of the now five hits today. Taylor takes one outside and high. Diaz added to the roster in early August. 1-0. Grounded over to first. Delaney can't get there. Second baseman Verdung will. He'll throw to Diaz, covering the first base bag for the out. Good bit of awareness there for Hiomar to get to that bag as both the first and second baseman lunged for that ball. It'll go down as a 4-1 out at first with Meza taking second base. Diaz comes into today with Augusta this year, making his eighth appearance, a 4.11 ERA, 18 strikeouts but 10 walks, and an average against of 3.06. Looking to strand a man on second now, going ready on ready with Cermak. First pitch, slider, cut on and missed. Diaz has made just one appearance against the River Dogs this year, and it was not a good one. He gave up four hits, walked two, and gave up two runs. Cermak shatters his bat, grounds over to Delaney at first, and he will take it to the back himself. Side retired, an infield single, and that is all as Diaz gets the next three men he faces. We go to the bottom of the sixth. This game rapidly flying by. Green Jackets on top, 5-1.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
EJ Exposito in to lead us off here in the bottom of the sixth. Expo 0 for 2, a couple of strikeouts. And he'll line the first pitch foul down the right field line and out of play. Green Jackets on top. They've got 5 runs on just 3 hits. They've benefited from 4 errors for the River Dogs. A 1 down in the dirt. Infield back all the way around. 1-1. Slow curveball. 79 in for a strike. Expo has enjoyed hitting against the River Dogs this year. He's hitting .310 against them as a team. Against Christensen, 0-3. And he'll lay off a breaking ball here. They appeal up the first baseline. He did not go. .22. Fastball just outside. The count will fill up. Exposito came into today with 4 hits off of Cuevas this year. That's the most hits he has off a single pitcher this season. 3-2. Fouled off. Was unable to add to that total. Expo chasing down the single-season RBI record here. 3-2. Fouled off yet again. Widens the zone there and fights off a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Green Jackets announced 2 promotions before the game today, with last night's starter, John Carlos Lara, and last night's closer, Shea Shanahan, both up to High A Rome. 3-2. Breaking ball hammered deep to left. Mateo to the track. That ball is off the wall. Exposito now digging for second. Mateo's throw is not in time as he beats it out by half a step. But narrowly missing home run number 9 this season. That was blasted and it leaves a dent in the LED out there. It's all fuzzy now. He took out half the panel. That ball 100 miles an hour off the bat. And Expo won't be picking up the tab. It's a leadoff double here in the 5th. And now the kink in the board looks like it figured itself out. But now still a couple of, there are a couple of LEDs that are missing out there now. Either way, P.O. Boucher, next man up. He's reached twice on an error and a walk. Double number 17 of the season for E.J. Exposito. 1-0 to P.O. That one downstairs. That ball nearly out of the ballpark, and Expo has homered, I believe, 4 times to that corner of SRP Park this year. He's really worn out that netting that protects the fans and general admission. Boucher takes this one inside, now 3-0. A green light count here for P.O. RBI for him last time up. And another good RBI spot here. Exposito is just 1 stolen base away as well from tying the Green Jackets Green Jackets season successful record this year. Didn't phrase that very well because the mascot, Augie, is like 3 feet to my right and shooting me a heart. It's hard to avoid distractions up here, and he's not a distraction per se, but actually, no, he is it's a giant bee. It's pretty distracting. 3-1. Fouled off into the hands. What I was trying to say before Augie the Green Jacket threw me off my game. He has stolen 16 consecutive bases successfully, up to 19 on the season. 1 more, and he will tie Bryson Worrell for the most consecutive successful attempts. 3-2, fastball cut on and missed. Boucher down on strikes. Score that one an EB, an error on the broadcaster. Now Jose Delone, who hit a hard ground ball through the wickets of Peguero his first time up and then walked and scored in the 4th. Then on 2nd, Green Jackets up by 4, 5-1. And the pitch to the lefty is just down low. Dawson Diamond on deck. Diamond and McGee, the only men yet to reach so far for the Green Jackets, although plenty who are hitless. And the 1-0. High fastball, too high at the eyes for a ball. Infield, a slight shift on here with Spikes, the shortstop, holding on. Exposito, who's really eyeing up the man on the mound, and he goes. It is fouled off, and Exposito, who ran all the way to the coach's box, now turns and gets some extra cardio going back to second. 2-1. Again, no Braves tonight. They will be in action tomorrow as they take on the Giants down on the West Coast, or actually up on the West Coast if we're being pedantic. Pickoff throw coming, no throw coming, but Christensen will spin off and look him back. Around Major League Baseball, only five games this evening. Cubs and Pirates tied at 3, Orioles, Blue Jays scoreless, Rangers up 5-2 on the Twins. 2-1, taken high. Now 3-1, hitters count to DeLonay. White Sox up 1-0 on the Athletics in a game that won't be drawing too many neutral eyes. The only game tonight, the only late game tonight, the Reds visit the Diamondbacks, first of a four-game series between postseason hopefuls. 3-1, shot high in the air to left field. Diaz ranges over towards the left center field gap, and he will make the catch. No advance from Exposito. That one really hung up there, and it is indeed out number two. So now Dawson Diamond to the plate, man on second, two away. Some gaudy score lines from earlier in the day with the Rays beating the Rockies 5-3. That's not one of the gaudy lines per se, but they got another late home run from Josh Lau. Pete Fairbanks notched his 16th save. The gaudiest scoreline of them all, the Red Sox 17-1 victors over the Houston Astros. As Diamond takes ball one, season high 17 runs, season high 24 hits against the Houston Astros to take a series split, two games apiece. The Red Sox won in extras last night as well for those AL wildcard watchers out there. Exposito off the bat, 1-0 pitch, down and away. Other scores today, the Yankees, who were at one point leading 2-1, end up blowing it yet again as the Nationals come back to sink the Bronx Bombers 6-5. 2-0. Diamond fouls it right to the netting. Now 2-1. Aaron Judge homered yet again, as did Giancarlo Stanton, but a late ninth inning Joey Meneses single ended up bringing in the game-winning run for the Nationals, who are only seven games below 500. 2-1 to Diamond, taken for a strike, down and away. It'll go to 2-2. Green Jackets up 5-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. I think fans all around baseball are shedding zero tears at where the Yankees are this year, unless you are from New York. 2-2. Taken inside of the hands, it'll fill up. Green Jackets general manager Brandon Green, a big Cincinnati Reds fan. The NL wild card right now is shaping up to be one of the best races ever. Three, two here on Diamond. The payoff is outside ball four. He earns a walk and brings up Tyler Collins with an arm up and loosening in the bullpen for the River Dogs. Two men on, two away for Collins, who drove home a pair with a two RBI bases loaded single his last time up. Just looking at the NL wildcard right now, the Phillies have a 2.5 game lead at the top of they're the first of those three wildcard teams. And then you have the Chicago Cubs, the Cincinnati Reds, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and San Francisco Giants, who are within half a game of each other. That's four teams within half a game. And you can only have two of those teams who will end up in it. The Marlins are a game and a half back of that, and then a huge drop-off as you get to the Padres and Mets. The Mets, by the way, who with a loss, would fall behind the Nationals yet again. The Phillies, 2.5 games clear. They are still more than a dozen games back of the Braves in first place of the East. Really, the entire month of September, aside for personal statistical achievements, is completely irrelevant for the Atlanta Braves. You want to get hot and you want to stay hot, but you would not be surprised if some guys hit the IL and maybe get some other younger arms, some innings in the bigs, as they gear up for what should hopefully be a very long and fruitful October run. TC in the box, he'll take a strike. And the pitch, high chopper up the middle, ranging to his left is Peguero, his throw to first in time, side retired. So a leadoff double for Exposito, but he gets stuck at second. Diamond does work a walk, but the Green Jackets will leave two aboard. We'll go to the seventh. Green Jackets on top, 5-1. We'll be back in a few short moments.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Top of the seventh, Green Jackets on top, 5-1. Yomar Diaz remains on the mound. It'll be Spikes, Diaz, and Peguero, the next two up. Well, last night we had a Martinez on Tuesday night we had a Martinez on Martinez matchup with Nolan versus Raudelis, who will now have a Diaz on Diaz clash, with Diaz John due up second this inning against Diaz Yomar. Ryan Spikes the first man up. He is 0 for 2 with a pop-up and foul ground to the catcher and a ground out to third. First pitch to Spikes, taken down and away from Diaz. The lights are on. It is pitch black now. We're about 20 minutes to 9. A little bit off the pace of yesterday's barn burner, 2 hours and 4 minutes. 1-0 chopped into the netting above the Augusta dugout. The Braves almost certain to be the team that finishes with the best record in the National League and likely all of baseball. But Spikes tags this one deep to center field. Collins to the track and wall, and it is off the base of the wall. Spikes is at second. He's digging for three. They are going to put the brakes on there. He nearly blows the stop sign but goes back to the bag with a stand-up triple to begin this frame. Well, Spikes has 4 homers against Augusta this year and missed number 5 by maybe 2 feet. That one clanged off the Coca-Cola sign out in the deepest part of the ballpark. On the track, man, it says 400 feet at 102 off the bat, which would have been good enough for a home run about a foot and a half to the left. So now John Diaz steps in with a chance to bring this game to a 3-run score with Augusta up 5-1. Diaz 0 for 2 with 2 groundouts to second. Lefty going up now against a fellow Diaz. Pitch in the dirt. Diamond blocks it. Sixth triple of the season for Spikes, who, if he can cut down those strikeouts a little bit, will be a very productive player. This pitch hit hard and foul as a flock of seagulls flies over the diamond and sends players ducking for cover. Ball One and two the count. Spikes not being held on at third with a shift on the pitch. Nubbed foul in and out of the glove of Diamond. That one hits him in the upper thigh. Tomorrow night, a Braves BuzzFest with a cowbell giveaway. Also, advanced technology, engineering, and manufacturing night brought to you by Augusta Technical College. So expect plenty of cowbell, more cowbell to be precise. Giving a fan a cowbell is like giving a toddler any kind of toy that makes noise. Typical advice would be not to do it. 0-2, hammered foul, but if any team would know about cowbells, it would be the Rays, who are notorious at Tropicana Field for having a cowbell ringing fan in the outfield bleachers. We'll see how much cowbell ends up being a factor tomorrow night. Another pitch fouled off here by Diaz. It hits Diamond in the upper part of the mask. Five straight foul balls, another four straight foul balls. Take a look around the Braves organization as well, with every team in action tonight, minus Atlanta. And the pitch outside, 2-2. Right now in Rome, it is the R Braves up 4-1 on Greensboro in the top of the seventh. Mississippi up by 3-5-2 in the third against Montgomery. Diaz lines one to left, drops in for a base hit. RBI number 44 of the season as Spike scores easily. That ball struck very hard. And now a three-run ball game, 5-2. So it breaks a little 0 for 7 that began the series for Diaz, as he has made this now a three-run game. It'll bring up Dallas Peguero, who is 1-for-2, a double and a ground out in his return from injury. Diaz can run two. He's got a big lead at first. The pitch is caught on and missed. Kyle Wright got the start on rehab, went three innings, gave up one base runner, allowed one hit, struck out four. As this one in for a strike, now 0-2 from Diaz at 94. Jorge Bautista, the scheduled starter, ends up piggybacking. He is still in action right now. He's gone three innings, standing three, walking two, giving up two runs. Pickoff throw over to first. Dillon drops it. It would not have been in time anyways. On the offensive side, though, for Rome, a three-hit day for Drake Baldwin, who is 3-for-3. He has driven in three of the four runs, with the other RBI going to David McCabe, who continues to have the highest OPS on the team. Another pickoff, not in time. Oh and two. Diaz from the stretch. The pitch, grounded to first. It goes underneath Delaney's glove and goes all the way down to the right field corner. Diaz hits third. They will wave him home. Peguero hits second. He's gunning for third. Verdung throws to third. The tag, and he is safe. He beats the tag. According to the umpire, that throw beat him by 10 feet. And manager Cody Gabella immediately out to argue. Exposito was right there, and he is pleading the case. The entire infield now gathering up. That must have been one heck of a slide from Odalis Peguero, because Verdung's relay throw was there by about 5 feet. Gabella not happy. He'll go back to the dugout. But now, all of a sudden, a two-run game with another run waiting at third and still no one out in the inning. The fans not happy with that call. It'll go in the book as a triple. So it's gone triple, single, and triple here in the inning. Two runs home and nobody out for Raudelis Martinez. And now Wes McGuire, the pitching coach, will come out to the mound. We'll see if we can get a look at the replay, perhaps. And see if we have any looks at the controversial call. Just finding the replay right now. It was a great piece of hitting by Peguero either way, who ended up taking a two-strike pitch and turning on one, sending it down the first base line. But all of a sudden, a little bit of life for the River Dogs, and the chance for one more or more here. Man on third and no one out for Audelius Martinez. 14 driven in this season. A lefty will take one outside and low. Diaz had retired three straight to end his first inning of work in the sixth, but has yet to record an out here in the seventh. The pitch. Martinez grounds it softly to second. It'll get the run home. Verdung to first. And now we have a one-run ball game. Martinez gets the job done. Three runs in the first four batters of this frame. And now a 5-4 score. Ronald Mateo, the next man due up. Going to get another look here as I finally found the clip. And, of course, we didn't get it on the feed, so I couldn't tell you. Such is life. Have to ask Josh Horton perhaps after the game if he had a better view of that play than we did on our stream. 0-1 on Mateo. It is cut on and missed. Now 0-2, one away. It certainly looked like the throw beat him, but Peguero must have avoided the tag in the view of the base umpire. 0-2, cut on and missed. Mateo down on strikes, a hat trick of strikeouts for him in his debut, now two men out. So Julio Meza to the plate. He is 1-for-1, an infield single. His first and only time up, came in for Trey Morgan in the top of the fifth. This one is in for a strike. Oh, and one skips to the backstop. I believe Ellison Joseph is the man up and warming. One, one. Breaking ball taken evidently a little bit low. Green Jackets dugout wanted the call. We're going to have a new arm after the seventh inning stretch for the River Dogs. 2-1. High curveball fouled off. Now 2-2. Green Jackets were up 5-1. Three runs home already this half inning. And now the 2-2. Slider swung on and missed. Meza nowhere near that one. And the side is retired, but a triple, two singles, and a ground out end up bringing home a trio of runs. Now a 5-4 ball game. The seventh inning stretch gets underway.
And a happy 40th anniversary to John Krinko. I love you more Lead off by the Green Jackets. Designated hitter Andy Orris to mark.
We're here now, bottom of the seventh, as Ambioris Tavares steps in and takes a ball, as we've got a new arm on the mound for the visitors. Matt Wyatt, the hard thrower, is into the game. 1-0 inside, just by a bit, to Tavares. Matt Wyatt has come close to touching 100 miles an hour this season. He was a 20th rounder out of UVA last year. Fastball right down the middle at 93 here. This is outing number 32 of the season for him, a 2-7 record, a 5.40 ERA, but peripherals pretty good. 2-1 hard, fastball swung and missed, and now 2-2. We've yet to see the breaking ball here, and you wonder if with a 2-2 count, a ball to waste, if he's going to maybe try and bury one in the outside dirt. And now the 2-2. He does indeed do just that, but it's taken for a ball. Not a bad idea. It's always nice when you can sort of call the shots from up here. They should give me a pitch calm one of these days. Actually, they really should not. I'd be going heater, 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 sort of major league style. 3-2. Tabby fouls it off. Ooh, that stings Martinez. I think it got him in the kneecap where the protection is, but he angrily throws the ball to the side. He's got a big portion of his hair, Rodelis Martinez, dyed bright yellow, almost Backstreet Boys-esque. Wyatt went 2 2/3 innings against Augusta in July. 3-2, inside, nearly hit him. Tavi's on to begin the frame. He gave up 3 walks, but did not give up a hit or a run. So Tavares, 2 RBI single back in the fourth, is now aboard to begin the seventh. Now Cam McGee, the left-hand hitting shortstop, who is 0-3 today, 0-11 this week, looking to get in the hit column and get that confidence back up. You heard Terry Pendleton, the former NL MVP and now a member of the Braves coaching staff, talk about how important confidence is before the game today. And a lot of times young players, newly drafted players, have a hard time getting over the initial hump. And that's why it's important for guys to get reps at this level before the end of the season, so that way when next year comes, 0-1, lined over to third, diving stab by Taylor, throws to second for one, takeout slide by Tavares, the throw to first is not in time, as Tavares upends Odalis Piguero, almost soccer style. I think Sean Smedley is going to ask for a yellow card to be brandished here of sorts. It's not the first time we've seen that kind of takeout slide from Tavi, but as of right now, the runner is going to be called safe at first. It'll go in the books as a 5-4 fielder's choice. Home plate umpire giving Smedley a warning, although I have to say, Tavares has done that like 3 or 4 times this season, and if he isn't a little bit more careful, someone's going to get thrown at, because it's just a little bit reckless. And at this point in the season, we've already seen a couple of injuries this week. The man reaching first base safely is not as important as maybe keeping everyone on their feet. Although you do have a right, by the way, to that slide. As long as you don't elevate the spikes, you have the right to slide into the bag there. And Piguero, because he was coming from the second base side, had to go almost at a 45-degree angle from where Tavares is sliding. I don't think it's a dirty play. I just think it's one that could maybe potentially be avoided, and it's something that the rules change every now and then on. Grady fouls this one off to stay alive. So McGee is aboard at first on a fielder's choice. One out in the bottom of the seventh. Grounds into that force out. 5-4 is the scoring. 1-2, the count on Grady. Pick off the first instead. Grady, a double, a walk. He is 1-2. OPS now at a team high 846, leading all active Green Jackets players. The pitch hit hard, but foul. Wyatt really just a two-pitch fastball slider guy, the occasional change, but He has been fastball heavy so far. Green Jackets were up by four, now up by one. Trying to get back that insurance run or two. Pick off the first, not in time. Meza tried to sell it, but no dice. I think the rules on those kind of slides have changed in the last decade or so, because we saw a couple of really kind of career-altering and almost career-ending slides in the mid-2010s. The pitch taken high, snapped there back to first, not in time. Meza almost accidentally shoves McGee off there.
Henry Huntley, pitch and launch ball, front of the game today.
I mean, Chase Utley, famously in the NLDS in, I want to say, like 2014 or 2015, basically ended Ruben Tejada's career. Runner goes, 2-2 in the dirt, no throw from Martinez as an easy stolen base for McGee puts him in stolen, rather scoring position. And the pitch taken down. Oh, called strike three. Grady thought he had ball four. He started to walk towards first. A little bit of a late ring up there. That pitch, I think, got a good part of the zone. So two away. McGee on second. And a chance now for Verdung. He's 0 for 3. Reached and scored after an error by the third baseman in the fourth. Trying to bring home an insurance run here for Augusta. First pitch to him here in for a strike. Yeah, so Chase Utley more or less ended Tejada's major league career. He bounced around and on waivers and an indie ball after that with a slide in the NLDS in 2015 and got suspended for it. And also Manny Machado, 0-1, breaking ball, poked into right field. Coming in and making the catch, rather, is the left fielder, Mateo, and the side is retired. We'll keep it here as we go to the eighth. Green Jackets on top 5-4, a new arm coming in. But you think about the other, you know, really kind of career-changing slide like that was Petey Dustin Pedroia, who was the AL Rookie of the Year in 07, MVP in 08, a World Series champion, a four-time Gold Glover, and against Machado when he was on the Orioles, it was a similar kind of spikes high slide, and after that slide, he just was never able to play again. He retired 3 years later after his final, you know, true major league game. But Machado, known for being kind of a over-competitive figure out there in his Orioles days, slid high into his left knee, tore his meniscus, and Pedroia had to undergo four surgeries, and it absolutely cut his career short. He ended up with a career average of .299, but only played for a little under a decade. He was on a surefire Hall of Fame trajectory. Two-time World Series winner and MVP, Rookie of the Year, four-time All-Star and full-time Gold Glover. Every player with those stats ever has made it into the Hall of Fame, but Pedroia just didn't have the length. And long story short is, you know, the union, the players' union, is the one who bargains in the rules around the types of slides that are punishable. And it was a big point of contention after the Utley slide, because that was what led to the infamous "asses in the jackpot" quote from the umpire in the next game when Noah Syndergaard of the Mets opened up the game by throwing a fastball right behind the leadoff hitter, and I think it was Torre Lavulo got tossed. I forget who it actually was. We'll tell you exactly who it was. But Cooper Kinney leads it off here, looking to extend a 17-game hitting streak, and he'll take a big swing and a miss here. It's 1-1 with Ellison Joseph in the game. It was actually, sorry, Terry Collins who managed the Mets at that point. Noah Syndergaard threw right at Chase Utley, as everyone knew he was going to. 1-1, fouled off, and the teams had, I believe, been warned before, and the first pitch, he fired it right behind his back. Thor got tossed. That was the Matt Harvey-led New York Mets as well. But history lesson aside, that was like a very formative series my senior year of high school. 1-2 on Cooper Kinney, who was a freshman in high school during that time. And the pitch popped up on the infield, right side, drifting foul, now towards the seat. DLNA chasing it down towards the dugout, and it'll land off the upper portion of that dugout and take a big bounce back to the stands. And the 1-2 popped up again, this time left side, again in foul ground. Diamond chasing it towards the dugout. It will drop in on the dirt as Exposito and Diamond couldn't get there. I don't think either of them had a great sight line there. Still 1-2 on Kinney, with Taylor and Cermak to follow this half inning. The lefty in the box. The pitch is caught on and missed. Blew a fastball by him at 98 miles an hour. And there is out number one. Kinney's 17-24 game hitting and on base streak is now very much in jeopardy. Taylor, the next man up, he is 0-3. Ellison Joseph on the mound for Augusta, replacing Hiomar Diaz. Diaz's line not great. He goes two innings but gives up four hits, three runs all earned while fanning a pair. Taylor takes a ball outside. Joseph has appeared in more games for the Green Jackets than any other pitcher this year. This is his 34th appearance, 3-2, a 6.50 ERA. 1-0, grounded foul. He has almost a strikeout and a half per inning, now 55 Ks in 39 innings of work, but he has also given up 28 walks and three hit batsmen, along with six homers. This one in for a strike. Only gives up an opposing batting average of .237, but again, it's the walks that have gotten him in trouble in the past. That was not the case this last weekend when he gave up three unearned runs on Sunday after a couple of errors in the field behind him. 1-2, checked his swing. Did he go? They appeal he did not. And a good thing, too, for Augusta, because that ball skipped to the backstop, and Taylor would have had a good chance to run that one out at first. Joseph leads the Green Jackets in saves with eight, and this is a save situation. We'll see if they ask him to get all six outs. 2-2. Breaking ball, strike three called. Beautiful from Ellison Joseph, who froze him with a yacker right down the middle. Four consecutive strikeouts for Augusta pitching. Two for Diaz to end the seventh. Two for Joseph to begin the eighth. And two men out now for Cermak, who is 0-3. Excuse me, Cermak is 2-3, a single, a double, and a ground out. And he'll foul the first one off Dawson Diamond's leg. We are under 48 hours away from the return of college football, and news that has everyone excited, especially in these parts. 0-1, tipped into the mitt, now 0-2. Week 0, the seven games of Week 0 are scheduled to begin Saturday afternoon, highlighted by UMass taking on New Mexico State. But it's also the clutch for baseball. 0-2 fastball upstairs, again, 98. It's a great time of year. College football starts up. You've got baseball entering the stretch run in September. NFL starting as well. 1-2, breaking ball, grounded to third. Exposito is there. It goes off his glove to McGee, the shortstop, whose throw is not in time. It'll be an infield single and a three-hit day for Cermak. Expo tried the alley-oop there to Cam McGee, and it was not in time because Cermak is a 55 grade runner, and he has the speed to beat it out, deflection or not. So a two out base runner here for Spikes, who tripled his last time up. Green Jackets up by 1-5-4. First pitch taken way upstairs. One oh from Joseph is popped up on the infield. It should end the inning. Right side of the second base bag for Dung, battling the lights, comes in and makes the catch. Side retired. Two strikeouts, an infield single, and a pop-up. And we are entering the bottom of the eighth. Green Jackets looking for some insurance, up by 1-5-4. We're here at SRP Park, coming down to the wire.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Wyatt remains on the mound as we enter the bottom of the eighth. And speaking of Wyatt, it's a sad day in the wrestling world, in the sports entertainment world, as another Wyatt, Bray Wyatt, unfortunately passed away due to a heart attack earlier today. Wyatt was a very, very good and highly respected and adored professional wrestler in WWE, and someone who I got to see in person at my first ever WWE event. And wishing him easy passing. Expo pops the first pitch up of the inning to short, where Spikes is there to retire him for the out. It'll be a 1-for-4 performance today for him, with a double and two strikeouts. And now Pio Boucher, who is 0-for-2 with a walk and an RBI. He'll take a big swing and a miss here. Actually, that's a piece of it at the very end. A lot of fans still around here as this one in for a strike now, 0-2 on Boucher. We've gotten to see some good baseball here. Green Jackets looking to take the lead in both the series and the season series. And 0-2 taken, strike three called at the knees. Nice fastball there from Wyatt, two away. But Green Jackets looking to just throw a wrench in the plans of Charleston, who have a magic number of around 11 right now to clinch another postseason berth. They're four games up on Myrtle Beach, but eight up on Columbia. Guillonnet grounds this pitch up the middle. He is out on the throw from the shortstop to first, and Augusta goes quickly and in order. Well, we head to the ninth. Green Jackets on top, 5-4. Ellison Joseph looking to close out his ninth save when we come back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Stop, 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 stop.
It is closing time here as we hit the top of the ninth. Green Jackets on top, 5-4, with Ellis and Joseph, the team's leader in appearances and saves, onto the mound, looking to wrap up a six-out save here. And he will have John Diaz in to lead it off. Diaz, Peguero, and Martinez due up. They have a combined 3 hits between them. They are a combined 3 for 9. Diaz, an RBI single his last time up, takes a big hack at the first pitch and fouls it off. The River Dogs heavily out-hitting Augusta. 4 runs on 9 hits to Augusta's 5 runs on 4 hits. 0-1 from Joseph, taken high, fastball 96, but 4 errors on the River Dogs have given the Green Jackets plenty of life on the other side of the ball. 1-1 from Joseph from the windup, misses high and outside, a breaking ball that slipped. Diaz 1-for-8 this series. He broke an 0-for-7 with a single his last time up to bring in Spikes, who had tripled to begin the frame. 2-1. Fastball down and away. Charleston got on board first. They scored in the top of the third on a Trey Morgan RBI single. Green Jackets entered with 5 in the 4th to take a 4-run lead. All of those runs charged to Charleston starter Johnny Cuevas, who only got 1 earned run in his resume. 3-1 pitch is a green light swing and a miss for Diaz. It'll go full. And 3 runs home for Charleston in the 7th. And that is where we stand now. 5-4, Augusta on top, top of the 9th. Joseph takes off the green cap, taps his head, and we've got a pitch clock violation on the pitcher, Joseph. And he doesn't totally know why, because the pitch clock was at 13 seconds, but Diaz will take his base at first. An anticlimactic way to resolve a leadoff full count. And now Odalis Peguero into the box. He is 2-for-3. And he'll foul one off here. A double and a triple with an RBI in his return from injury. Had missed the last month with his second facial fracture of the season. He had a orbital fracture on his right side earlier this year as the pickoff throw comes to first not in time. And then took a ground ball that skipped up and hit him in the face in Delmarva off a rocky surface out there on Maryland's Eastern Shore, and reinstated this morning. 0-1 pitch, caught on and missed. Fastball at 94, and Peguero chased, now 0-2. John Diaz is not afraid to run. He has been caught a good number of times this season. Dawson Diamond behind the plate. You think the Green Jackets would trade the first out here for that stolen base. 0-2, runner goes, it's taken high. He goes back to first, trying to bait a throw there. He got about 15 steps towards the second base bag, and the Green Jackets, with a modified pitch out there, end up forcing him back. 1-2. 11 stolen bases for Diaz this year. And this pitch, caught on and missed. A back foot slider from Joseph, and Peguero down on strikes. Third strikeout for Joseph in his inning and a third. And now Raudelis Martinez, the left-hand hitting catcher, finds something to put in play here. He is 0-for-3 today. He did drive in a run with a soft ground out to second his last time up. On deck is Angel Mateo, who is 0-for-3 with a hat trick of strikeouts in his debut. You wonder if you might see a pinch hitter, perhaps, should this game extend to him. Although it is he who is in the on-deck circle right now. First pitch, Martinez shoots one towards the gap in right center field, dropping fast in for a base hit. As Diaz can only get as far as second base, Grady, the right fielder, nearly made a play on it. But now, 2 men on and 1 man out. And a huge spot for Angel Mateo. You think with Meza, the substitute first baseman on deck here, that it's likely not a bunt spot with one away. That's why that strikeout of Peguero was so important, because Mateo 0-for-3. You'd think it would be an obvious bunt situation, but with men on second and third, it takes away the possibility of a productive out. You're probably better off letting Mateo take his hacks here. We'll see what the manager, Sean Smedley, decides. Infield is back. Mateo, 0-3, looking for something in play. Green Jackets up 5-4 in the ninth. The righty takes one to the backstop. It gets away. They've got a runner caught off first. Diamond throws to the first base bag. It's not in time. As his throw is over towards second base, well, Martinez, the runner on first, thought that ball was going to be long enough for Diaz to take third, and he nearly got caught there off the first base bag, but no one realized it in time, as now Wes McGuire will come out to the mound with Dawson Diamond as well, as that pitch was, well, it'll go in the book as just a ball with no advance, but that was very much a wild pitch. A big test for the mentality here of Ellison Joseph.
Check your email. I already sent it. I sent it like an hour ago. Oh, yeah.
So, mound visit concluded here as we have a pinch runner on first for Martinez. And Christopher Barrette in to pinch run, with Meza, the third string catcher, having entered the game previously at first base. You think that if the River Dogs can tie this game or better, that they would figure out a first baseman later and send Meza behind the dish. 1-0 pitch fouled off to the backstop, now 1-1. The tying run is at second in the form of John Diaz, and now the potential winning run at first with Barrette. Excellent speed out there. You think the chances of a double steal are almost none at this stage in the game. The Diamond on high alert, as is Joseph, who looks over to the runner at second. 1-1, slider for a strike. Meza laid off it. Excuse me, Mateo laid off it, that is. And now 1-2. Big pitch here for Joseph. Mateo in his debut has fanned three times already. The pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed. Strike three. Ellison Joseph places the golden sombrero ever so gently on the crown of Mateo. And Augusta now one out away from taking their second straight game. And now Julio Meza represents the potential final out. Tying run on second, go-ahead run on first, and a first pitch slider called a strike. Meza is 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout. And he'll take one upstairs here. It's now 1-1. Crowd animated here. Big leads off of first and second. And the 1-1 pitch. Fastball popped up, but foul and drifting back behind the netting out of play. It'll clang off the roof and roll back street side. River Dogs now down to their final strike. Joseph looking to close this one out as Meza will use his timeout here. Riley Frey began this game with 5 innings of one-run ball, looking for his first professional win. Joseph looking for his 9th save. Crowd making noise. 1-2 pitch. Popped up. Right side should be doing it. First baseman Delonate charges in foul ground. He backs up and makes the catch. He does it indeed. And the Green Jackets win their second straight game. Ellison Joseph buckles down in a big way, records a 6-out save, his 9th of the season. And the Green Jackets, despite being out-hit 10-4, will take a commanding lead in this series, 2-1. Green Jackets win this one. They win their second straight game. They improve to 23-28 here in the second half and hand a loss to Charleston, just their third in their last 10 games. The River Dogs enter today with a 16-7 record on the road. It is now 16-8. Well, the Green Jackets, after winning 4-0 yesterday, keep the momentum going today with a 5-4 victory to go up 2-1 before tomorrow night. It'll be Adam Shoemaker who gets the start. He'll be going up against Gary Gilhill in his affiliated baseball debut. Trevor Martin, the strike thrower from Poteau, Oklahoma, will follow. Our it guy of the game is Tyler Collins, as we are here in our Easy Go post-game show. Tyler Collins drives in two runs on a bases-loaded 2 RBI single. He ended up taking second base on Bioris Tavares, ends up driving in the tying and winning runs as he goes 1-for-3 with two runs batted in on a play that ended up seeing Trey Morgan hurt. Certainly wish him the best as this game goes on. Our stat of the game presented by Easy Go is Riley Frey picks up his first professional victory. He improves to 1-1. He goes 5 innings, gives up 4 hits and 1 run while fanning 4. And he does not issue a free pass. Yomar Diaz goes 2 innings, no decision on his line, while Ellison Joseph gets save number 9. He gives up 2 hits and a walk, but strikes out 4 in his 34th game this season. He leads Augusta with now 9 saves and also ends up with the moving into 4th place in the league with those 9 saves. Green Jackets back in action tomorrow night. The lefty Shoemaker on the mound for Augusta as the Green Jackets can secure a series split in tomorrow's game. Gary Gilhill, the New Yorker from New Rochelle, will take the mound, and he will make his debut with Trevor Martin, who the Green Jackets have struggled mightily with, to follow. We'll catch you tomorrow night. It'll be 97 degrees at first pitch. We hope to see you here at SRP Park for Braves BuzzFest. You can come by and pick up a cowbell. First 1,000 fans will go home with a free Green Jackets cowbell to make some noise. Augusta improves to 54-62. They are building some momentum here. 5 runs on 4 hits, 4 errors for Charleston, though, is the difference in this one. I've been Nathan Strauss. We talked about a lot today. We talked about the slide rule at second base. We talked about college sports. And we talked about just a little bit of baseball as well. Tomorrow, Friday night, you got to get down on Friday. And we'll talk to you.